Welcome to Midnight Amen Playbook, Subbounce in Ableton Live 12, the advanced workflow lesson for dark, rolling drum and bass. In this lesson, we're not just making a bass line that plays notes, we're building a low-end movement system. Something that sits underneath the drums with real intent, feels alive, stays tight and mono, and still has enough weight to nod toward jungle, halftime tension, and that darker amen pressure. A good subbounce indeed NB is more than sound design. It's rhythm, note choice, octave discipline, and arrangement. It's how the sub talks to the break. So as we go through this, think less like how do I make a bass patch and more like how do I make the low end behave like part of the drum arrangement. First, set the project up for bass first writing. For this style, aim around 172 to 176 BPM in 4/4 and start working on a 1/16 or 1/8 grid. Pick a key that feels dark and friendly to low end writing, like F minor, G minor, D sharp minor, or a minor. Then create three tracks right away. A drum boss, a sub track, and a mid bass track. Keeping the sub separate from the start makes your decisions cleaner and your mix easier to control later. Now build the sub. In Ableton Live 12, Operator is the ideal stock choice here because it gives you a pure, stable low end. Load Operator on the sub track, set Oscillator to a sine wave, and turn the other oscillators off. Keep the filter bypassed or fully open, and set it to one voice if you want the strictest mono behavior. You can add a little glide later if the pattern calls for it, but don't start with character or effects. The bounce should come from the rhythm, not from processing. Now comes the fun part, programming the core bass rhythm. Start with a one-bar loop and build a phrase that leaves space for the snare and break accents. In a dark DNB context, the sub often works best when it behaves like a response, not a constant stream. You want a strong root note on a downbeat, a little pickup before the next drum hit, maybe an octave dip or passing tone, and then some space. That space is doing a lot of work. If you're in F minor, you might start with F1 on beat 1, a rest, then another F1 or a C2 pickup before beat 3, then F1 again on beat 4. On the next bar, maybe EB1 on the downbeat, then a rest, then F1 off the beat, and a short C2 stab into the turnaround. The key idea is to think in phrases, don't just stack notes. Ask yourself where the line breathes, where it answers the drums, and where it creates tension before the loop restarts. And that's a huge point in this style. The bass should feel locked to the drum grid, so make a drum reference loop. Use a tight kick and snare backbone, an amen or break chop, and maybe a bit of ghost percussion. Then compare the bass rhythm to the break. The sub should support the snare, not crowd it. If the line sounds good by itself but feels too busy when the drums are on, simplify the bass. In DNB, the drums usually have the final say. A lot of the bounce comes from note length, not volume. In Operator, keep the attack at zero, the decay short to medium, the sustain appropriate to the note length, and the release short, somewhere around 20 to 80 milliseconds for a tight sub. Shorter notes create more movement and more space for the drums. If you want a more elastic feel, allow a little overlap or subtle glide, but use that sparingly. If every note is the same length, the groove becomes robotic. The best sub bounce has contrast. Some notes hit and vanish. Some notes carry forward. Some notes lead into the drums. Once the sub pattern is working, add a mid-bass layer. This layer is there for translation, not for replacing the sub. It helps the bass read on smaller speakers and gives the whole low end more attitude. You can use Waveatable, another instance of Operator, or analog with a richer waveform. The goal is to provide harmonics above the sub without muddying the foundation. A clean chain here could be EQ8, saturator, auto filter, and utility. High pass the mid layer so it leaves room for the sub. Add a little saturation for audibility, automate the filter if you want movement, and keep the low end effectively mono. This is where you separate weight from audibility. The sub is for weight. The mid layer is for hearing the rhythm. Now let's talk sidechain movement, because in DNB this should be musical and controlled. Use compressor or glue compressor with sidechain input from the kick or drum boss. Start with a moderate ratio, fast attack, and release somewhere in the 40 to 120 millisecond range depending on how much space you need. You're carving room for the drums, not making the bass pump like a generic dance drop. If you want extra precision, create a ghost trigger track that gives you a clean, repeatable sidechain signal that makes the low end breathe exactly where you want it to. That's a great advanced move in this style, because it lets the bass movement stay consistent even when your drum audio changes. Now bring the bass and the drums into the same conversation. A common mistake is designing the bass in isolation. In amen-driven DNB, The bass and the break need to feel like they're answering each other. One phrase might let the break lead the first half of the bar, then let the bass answer in the second half. Another phrase might use a sub hit right after a snare ghost or kick pickup. The important thing is that the bass isn't just sitting on top of the drums. It's embedded in the drum narrative. A really useful habit here is to think in energy windows, not just bars. The bass doesn't need to be active every beat. It needs to appear in the right moments with authority. That means leaving return points. Every phrase should have a clear moment that makes the loop restart feel inevitable. That's how a two-bar idea avoids sounding static. At this point, consolidate the system. Group the sub, the mid-bass, and any optional FX layer into a bass group. On the group, add final cleanup with EQ8, light glue compressor if needed, and utility for mono control. If the sound still needs density, a very gentle saturator can help. If you want to move fast while arranging, map macros for sub level, mid bass level, drive, filter cutoff, sidechain amount, and width. That makes the bass easy to perform and easy to automate across sections. Now think about arrangement. A strong sub bounce evolves over the track. In the intro, you might only tease filtered low notes. In the build, add pickups and break edits. In the first drop, keep it simple and ruthless. In the second drop, add more harmonic detail or octave motion. In a switch-up, strip things back into a halftime phrase or a cleaner amen section. And in the final drop, bring in more aggression, extra fills, or a little more modulation. One really effective trick is to use empty bar pressure. Every few phrases, strip the bass back for one bar. When the low end returns, it hits harder. You can also rotate note emphasis. Don't always hit the root. Sometimes the fifth, octave, or a brief passing tone can carry the accent and keep the loop from sounding mechanical. A few advanced variation ideas to keep in your pocket. Call and response phrasing, where one bar answers the break and the next bar leaves space. Micro ghost notes, which are tiny low velocity notes before a main hit. Phrase inversion, where you move the strongest hits to the off parts of the bar. And register swaps, where the support layer jumps up an octave while the sub stays grounded. Those are small moves, but they add a lot of life. And remember, if you want more character, keep the grit separate from the clean sub. Duplicate the bass to a parallel layer, filter out the fundamental, distort or saturate that copy, and blend it quietly. That way you get attitude without sacrificing low-end control. Here's a simple practice mindset for this workflow. Change rhythm first, then envelop shape, then tone. Don't try to fix everything at once. Check phase early, listen in mono, and always compare the bass against the drums. If the sub feels huge in solo but weak in the mix, the drums are probably telling you something important. For the practice exercise, set up a 174 BPM project in F minor. Build a two-bar amen loop with a kick and snare backbone, one break chop layer, and minimal percussion. Then create a mono sub and operator using a sine wave and a short release. Write a four-bar bass phrase using only F1, C2, Eb1, and maybe an occasional F2 accent. Keep it sparse. No more than 5 notes per bar, at least 2 rests per bar, and make sure one note answers a snare or break accent. Then add a mid-bass layer with high-pass filtering, gentle saturation, and a bit of cutoff automation. Put sidechain on both layers from the kick or ghost trigger, and listen for whether the bass feels like it's bouncing under the amen instead of fighting it. When you're done, ask yourself 4 things. Does the bass leave room for the snare crack? Is the sub stable in mono? Does the loop feel better with the drums than without them? And can the phrase repeat for 8 bars without fatigue? If the answer is yes, you're in the pocket. So the core takeaway is this. Build the sub as a pure mono foundation. Write it to interact with the break. Use note length and rests to create bounce. Add a mid layer for translation and aggression, and let sidechain and arrangement discipline keep the low end moving cleanly. If you want the midnight amen feel, remember this line. The drums tell the story. The sub answers in the dark.